They say the best things in life are free, but there's actually a secret deluxe tier of best that you can unlock for a few bucks a month. It's Patreon-exclusive Retronauts content, and that includes bonus podcasts every other Friday, weekly mini-episodes by Diamond Fight, Discord access, and more. Here's a quick look at our latest bonus episode, which you can listen to in its entirety by going to patreon.com/retronauts and subscribing at the $5 a month exclusive content tier.
I am whoever the hell Jeremy Parrish, that's right, and I'm here to fake you out. That's right, this episode is called The Wonder of Mario, and you might be thinking, wow, that sounds like an episode about hot new game Super Mario Wonder, perhaps talking about its retro roots and origins and how it holds up to the lineage of the series. And that would be great. That sounds like an amazing idea for an episode, and that's not what this is. No, this is actually, this is a pure SEO grab. You thought we were above those shenanigans, but we're really not. So this episode has nothing to do with Super Mario Wonder, aside from the fact that there is a game coming out in, I don't know, days, weeks, I'm not sure when this is going up, called Super Mario Wonder. And that game represents the latest iteration of a series and franchise that remains as popular and successful and maybe even more beloved than ever. God, like 40 years on. And so, you know, we have to wonder about that. Ah, see what I did there? Yes, wonder. I wanted to stop and look at the handful of games and franchises throughout the history of video games that seem to remain evergreen, that seem to remain in constant circulation. You know, recently, the Video Game History Foundation put out an article, some research, that said, maybe Kevin, who is also on this episode here, and we'll talk once I stop blathering. Yes. Once I stop doing that, the VGHF put out research that said something like 87% of video games created before 2010 are not available for any kind of legal play or acquisition these days. Is that right, Kevin? 87?
Yeah, I think that was right. Yeah, it's 87 or 88. It's some absurd number.
So we're looking into that 13% of series and games that were released a long time ago and saying, what is it about these games that endures? And we will start with Super Mario Brothers, but I want to open up the floor and the conversation to people who have much less boring interests and tastes than I do. And so we're going to introduce those people, starting with, I guess, the person whose presence has already been spoiled.
Hi, this is Kevin Bunch, noted Bob Hoskins Mario defender.
What is it about Bob Hoskins as Mario that you find defensible?
You know what? He did a very excellent job of portraying Mario as a middle-class working guy, you know, blue-collar, and I respect that.
And he did it to put his kids through college, so that's admirable, too.
Just like Mario.
All right. So, wait a minute. Is this new canon here? Are we counting the Toads as Mario's kids?
You know?
He's been busy.
You know, we'll count Dizzy as Mario's child.
Dizzy,
you know,
hasn't even hatched yet, though. He's still an
it's
egg.
It's very early for me, so it's going to get a little punchy.
Okay. That's the way we like him. So, Who there is the Dizzy defender, the Dizzy advocate, speaking to us from the UK?
I guess that would be me. I'm Stuart Jipp, and I'm an advocate for Adam Buxton as Bob Hoskins. Don't ask. That's the one for the UK people.
Do you actually advocate for Dizzy, though?
I mean, yeah, I guess I do, in that I don't think it's garbage like everyone in America seems to. I think it's pretty good.
I don't think Dizzy is garbage.
Some podcast with I'm so bad with the pronunciation. Audie from Limited Run, and he hates Dizzy like super.
Well,
he's not
American. He's in Canada right now. That's not America.
Fair play.
What are you
fair play.
About?
Yeah, okay. Not Americans then. People who aren't me. So
yes.
In my travels, I generally find them most disagreeable.
And finally, speaking of travelers, we have fresh from Tokyo Game Show and back in the far, far away land of Osaka.
Hello, everybody. My name is Devin Feit, and in 1988, my favorite TV show was The Wonder Years, and my favorite West Coast Avenger was Wonder Man.
Wow. I wonder why. we probably shouldn't do this.
Okay. I'll stop. That's true, though. I'm not doing a bit.
Yours were fine. Mine was bad. So I probably shouldn't do this. No, we'll play it
straight. He was made of energy. See, he could do anything he wanted.
I wish I was made of energy.
That's wonderful.
If the game is bad, we can all call it Super Mario Blunder.
Ah, there we go.
There it is.
The odds of it being bad are quite low.
They are.
Very unlikely to be bad.
But, you know, stranger things have happened.
Enjoy what you hear? Head over to patreon.com/retronauts and enjoy hundreds and hundreds of hours of exclusive content with more available every week. Your support makes this show possible.